Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre from the KPR Newsroom with an update about that severe thunderstorm that's rolling through our area. We've got an update from the National Weather Service. The thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:15. That's for the next 7 minutes for northeastern Wyandotte County here in Kansas and over in Missouri, western Clay and southeastern Platte counties. That severe thunderstorm was located near Weatherby Lake near Farrellville, Missouri, moving in a northeasterly direction about 75 miles per hour. We're looking at 2-inch hail and 60 mile per hour wind gusts. So this is a very dangerous storm. Do be careful if you're out and about. Some of the locations impacted by this severe thunderstorm warning include Kansas City, Liberty, Gladstone, Smithville, Parkville, North Kansas City, Weatherby Lake, Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City downtown area. It also includes Interstate 35 in Missouri between mile markers 5 and 18, Interstate 435 between mile markers 19 and 20, 21 rather, and between mile markers 38 and 56. Meanwhile, a tornado watch remains in effect for much of the KPR listening area, so keep it here on KPR. We are keeping an eye on the weather. Now we'll go return back to classical music here on KPR.
It's from Christopher Tin, Stream of Life, from his song offering, his Jola Rinsema and Cantorai Denver. I'm Steve Seal, and Grace Williams is the composer whose music we're going to enjoy next. She was a Welsh composer, lived from 1906 to 1977, and often regarded as Wales' most notable female composer, actually also the first British woman to score a feature film, too. This is her Ballads for Orchestra, played here by the BBC Philharmonic, conducted by John Andrews.
Good evening from the KPR Newsroom. I'm Kay McIntyre, breaking into the music for a quick weather update. Just a reminder that we are under a tornado watch until midnight for portions of the KPR listening area. That includes Allen, Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Johnson, Lynn, Lyon, Leavenworth, Osage, and Wyandotte counties here in Kansas. And in Missouri, Clay, Jackson, and Platte County, it does include the Kansas City metro area. Again, a tornado watch until midnight. We've been keeping an eye on some severe thunderstorms as they've moved across the listening area. They are, for the most part, out of our terrestrial signal right now. So if you're listening to us on the radio, we've got a little bit of a break, although there is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for Chase and Marion counties until 11 o'clock tonight. That's to the southwest for most of us, but we're keeping an eye on that in case it moves into the area. Those severe thunderstorms have been a little on the dangerous side. A tornado warning is in effect for portions of Missouri to the east of Kansas City. But again, it looks like we are out of the woods for now, but we're keeping an eye on it because there is a tornado watch in effect until midnight for portions of the KPR listening area. A 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. Again, some of those storms may be severe. A tornado watch in effect until midnight for parts of the KPR listening area. Lows tonight around 41 degrees. For tomorrow, cloudy with a high around 50 degrees. This is Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. A reminder that some of the KPR listening area is under a tornado watch until midnight tonight. That includes Allen, Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Johnson, Lynn, Lyon, Leavenworth, Osage, and Wyandotte counties. It also includes the entire KC metro area. Again, that tornado watch in effect until midnight tonight. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson is defending the war in Iran, predicting that Marjorie Taylor Greene will head to a runoff next month. With more than a dozen candidates on the ballot, none earned more than 50% of the vote, according to a race call from the Associated Press. District Attorney Clay Fuller will face off against Democratic retired Brigadier General Sean Harris. The district is heavily conservative. This is NPR News. Authorities say a Florida woman has been charged with attempted murder over gunshots fired at singing superstar Rihanna's L.A. home last weekend. Prosecutors say she, her partner rapper Aesop Rocky, and their three small children and her mother were all on the property at the time. Politicians on both sides of the aisle are anticipating change fall and winter, but experts say it won't last long. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at Hewlett.org.
Copeland on the way, too. Thank you for tuning in.
Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre from the KPR Newsroom with an update on our weather. A reminder that we are under a tornado watch until midnight for portions of the KPR listening area. A band of severe thunderstorms have passed through the area. It looks like another round may be picking back up around 11 o'clock tonight, so we're keeping an eye on that. A reminder that a tornado watch is in effect until midnight for Allen, Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Johnson, Lynn, Lyon, Leavenworth, Osage, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Clay, Jackson, and Platte counties in Missouri. That includes the entire Kansas City metro area. It includes Lawrence and Leavenworth, Overland Park, and areas to the northeast. Again, a tornado watch in effect until midnight. We're expecting about a 60% chance of thunderstorms overnight tonight. Some of those storms may be severe. A 30% chance of showers for tomorrow, with highs tomorrow only around 50 degrees. We're still at 67 degrees in Lawrence. Again, it looks like that next band of showers, thunderstorms, expected to develop around 11 o'clock tonight. It's 61 in Atchison, 66 in Emporia. It looks like we've got some lightning and rain in Kansas City at 66 degrees, 63 in Topeka. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Person. And more than 3,000 Chinese citizens had to be evacuated out of Iran, mostly overland through Azerbaijan. With scores of flights canceled in the region, Beijing had to work with Chinese airlines to boost special evacuation flights out of the Gulf, where China has pursued close economic and security ties with Gulf countries. Wang Yi, China's foreign minister, said earlier this week that the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran should not have happened, and he warned against what he called the, quote, law of the jungle coming back. Emily Fang, NPR News.
A congressional report published today finds that overpayments in private Medicare plans have raised costs for all seniors in the system by billions of dollars. As NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin explains, criticism of the plans has grown in the last few years.
The Joint Economic Committee in Congress estimates that overpayments to insurance companies that run Medicare Advantage has cost American seniors billions. Specifically, in 2025, seniors paid $13.4 billion in higher premiums for doctor's office visits and outpatient services. More than half of those enrolled in Medicare are in one of these private plans. Republicans in Congress were long champions of the model, but bipartisan criticism has been growing because Medicare Advantage actually costs the government about 20% more per person than traditional Medicare. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks held steadier today as Wall Street waited for the next signal on when the war with Iran may end. This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio. We've got an update on the weather. Good evening. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you. The National Weather Service has just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Franklin County, northeastern Coffee County, and southeastern Osage County until 9:30 this evening. A severe thunderstorm was located over Beddoe Junction, moving northeast at about 40 miles per hour with half-dollar size hail. Damage to vehicles is expected. A reminder that we're also under a tornado watch that in effect until midnight tonight. We're keeping an eye on the weather here at Kansas Public Radio. Stay safe out there. Again, a severe thunderstorm watch. Warning for portions of the KPR listening area.
And video games such as Halo.
Finishing this fight.
The voice actor who says finishing the fight is Steve Downes. He has demanded to be removed from a video he described in a social media post as, quote, juvenile and disgusting war porn. Another actor, Ben Stiller, also publicly requested the White House to remove a clip from his movie Tropic Thunder. Stiller said, quote, we never gave you permission and have no interest in being part of your propaganda machine. War is not a movie. End quote. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
Italy has bought a rare portrait by Baroque painter Caravaggio for nearly $35 million, one of the largest investments ever for a single artwork. The portrait, painted around 1598, depicts Maffeo Barberini, who later became Pope Urban VIII. The painting will now enter Rome's Palazzo Barberini permanent collection. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back to the music, the National Weather Service has issued yet another severe thunderstorm warning. This one for portions of southern Johnson County and northern Miami counties here in Kansas and southwestern Jackson County in Missouri, northwestern Cass County also in Missouri. This severe thunderstorm was located near Edgerton just a couple minutes ago, moving northeast with quarter-size hail, 60-mile-an-hour wind. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees as well. Again, this is a separate severe thunderstorm warning. This includes Overland Park, Olathe, Kansas City, Prairie Village, Raytown, Lee's Summit. That in effect until 9:45 this evening. That's in addition to a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for portions of Franklin, Osage, and Coffee counties. That in effect until 9:30 this evening. That one has slightly larger hail and still lots of wind. That also includes Interstate 35 between mile markers 148 and 180. And if that's not enough, reminder that there's a tornado watch in effect until midnight for portions of the KPR listening area. That includes Allen Anderson, Coffey, Douglas, Franklin, Johnson, Lynn, Lyon, Leavenworth, Osage, and Wyandotte counties, and includes the entire KC metro area. Lots of weather going on. It's not over yet. Keep it here on KPR. We're keeping an eye on the weather. Now back to jazz in the evening. The time is 9:08. Sorry for the interruption to this great evening of jazz. We've got an update from the National Weather Service. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9:45 for northern Miami and southern Johnson counties. That includes the Overland Park area, where just a few minutes ago, the severe thunderstorm was located right over Overland Park with 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. That's about 1-inch hail with this storm. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. You can also expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Some of the locations impacted by this storm include Overland Park, Olathe, Kansas City, Leawood, Grandview, Prairie Village, Gardner. It also includes Interstate 35 in Kansas between mile markers 200 and 218. Interstate 470 between mile markers 0 and 6, Interstate 435 between mile markers 65 and 80, and Interstate 70 in Missouri between mile markers 10 and 11. I know I'm throwing a lot of numbers at you. Just know that there's a lot of wind and hail going on out there right now and severe thunderstorms, so do be careful. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9:45 for portions of Johnson and Miami counties here in Kansas and portions of Jackson and Cass counties in Missouri. It also includes the Kansas City metro area. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for portions of Coffey, Franklin, and Osage counties. That's in effect until 9:30, so about 6 more minutes on that warning. In addition, we're under a tornado watch until midnight for portions of the KPR listening area. That includes Allen, Anderson, Coffey, Douglas, Franklin, Johnson, Lynn, Lyon, Leavenworth, Osage, and Wyandotte counties here in Kansas, Clay, Jackson, and Platte counties in Missouri. Again, that tornado watch in effect until midnight tonight. Keep an eye on the weather, just as we're doing. It's raining and 64 degrees in Emporia, 66 in Overland Park, 61 in Topeka. The good news is we're expecting cooler temperatures tomorrow with highs around 50 degrees and no more thunderstorms in the forecast for tomorrow. This is Kansas Public Radio. Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre from the KPR Newsroom with an update about the weather. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for the next 8 minutes or so for southern Johnson, northwestern Miami, and southwestern Jackson counties. Just a couple minutes ago, severe thunderstorms were located along a line from near Edgerton to near Raytown, Missouri, moving northeast with 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Hail damage to vehicles is expected, so get your car in the garage if at all possible. This includes the areas of Overland Park, Olathe, Kansas City, Independence, Lee's Summit, Prairie Village, Spring Hill, Leawood, Edgerton, Clare, and Stanley. Also includes Interstate 35 in Kansas between mile markers 200 and 217, Interstate 470 between mile markers 0 and 6, Interstate 435 between mile markers 65 and 80. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9:45. That's like the next 7 minutes or so for the eastern part of our listening area. The storm seems to be moving out of the way. Let's hope it keeps just moving. We're also under tornado watch until midnight tonight. That includes Allen, Anderson, Douglas, Franklin, Johnson, Lynn, Lyon, Leavenworth, and Miami counties. Also Wyandotte County here in Kansas. And over in Missouri, Clay, Jackson, and Platt counties, as well as the entire KC metro area. Again, that tornado watch in effect until midnight. This is KPR.
From the Vinyl Vault, the LP, from the...
Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre from the KPR Newsroom with an update about the weather. The National Weather Service has extended the severe thunderstorm warning that was set to expire just a couple minutes ago. It's now in effect until 10:15 for southern Johnson County and northwestern Miami County in Kansas, as well as southwestern Jackson County in Missouri. About a couple minutes ago, severe thunderstorms were located along a line from about Leawood to Olathe, extending to near Edgerton, with ping pong ball size hail and 60 mile per hour wind gusts. Some of the locations impacted by this severe thunderstorm include Kansas City, Overland Park, Olathe, Lee's Summit, Leawood, Raytown, Prairie Village, Grandview, Spring Hill, Edgerton, Clare, and Stanley. Again, ping pong ball size hail, 60 mile per hour wind gusts. I'm not entirely sure what the difference is between ping pong ball size hail and half dollar size hail, but there you have it. Interstate 35 in Kansas between mile markers 200 and 219. You're included in that severe thunderstorm warning, as well as Interstate 470 between mile markers 0 and 6 and Interstate 435 between mile markers 65 and 80. For your protection, get away from windows. Move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning extended until 10:15 for southern Johnson County, northwestern Miami County, and southwestern Jackson County in Missouri. In addition, a tornado watch remains in effect until midnight tonight. No signs of a tornado, but the conditions are ripe for one to develop, so that's still a possibility. But we're keeping an eye on that severe thunderstorm warning. A band of thunderstorms moving diagonally across the state from about south central Kansas up through the Kansas City area and into Missouri, where some of them have in fact spawned tornadoes. So be careful out there. Better yet, be careful inside. Stay away from windows. Stay safe. Stay inside. Stay listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 58 degrees in Atchison, still a warm 70 degrees in Chanute, 63 and raining in Emporia, 60 degrees in Topeka. Here at Kansas Public Radio, it's 64 degrees. Now back to jazz with Bob McWilliams. This is KPR.